More and more people are calling Dane County home, a place where farms and wide open space still surround the capital city of Madison. A book titled Nature-Friendly Communities says Dane County has pulled off, quote, one of the most challenging natural resource protection acts in the nation. Despite rapid suburban growth, Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk notes the area still has many lakes, parks, and bike paths.
It is an exciting acknowledgement from outsiders of what we all know who live here and the reason why we love our county.
Falk says local planning has made growth manageable. Part of the money for that planning has come from the state under the Smart Growth Law. Some Republican lawmakers want to get rid of the planning requirement for local communities. One of them is the co-chairman of the legislature's Budget Writing Committee, Senator Scott Fitzgerald of Juneau.
This fund that had been created, which had a great name and a great title, Smart Growth, really was anything but that. It really became just a slush fund for paying the bills of some of the townships and the municipalities after they had already determined what direction they were headed.
The Smart Growth Law requires communities to come up with a plan for future growth by 2010. It doesn't regulate how that should be done. Opponents resent state intervention and say it requires planning for development that may never happen in some rural areas. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.